guy with a box of food walking slow across the street. He's the next guy I'd like to run down. He was clearly walking against the don't walk stuff, and doing it as slowly as he possibly could. It's like, come on, dude. You don't gotta be like this. Probably see what's on the radio. It's not playing. Let's try to. My phone's trying to do phone stuff or something. Cancel. Oh, I hit cancel so many times that the app just crashed.
TJ, episode 3, we're back. You just got done listening to some songs that we liked. John Lupani, Cosmic Messenger, Earl Sweat, featuring Wiki,
Earl,
AM Radio, MC Light, Cha Cha Cha, and DOC, Funky Enough, which may be, for me, one of the most important records in terms of becoming a producer of all time. That's why Dre will forever be the god. You know what I mean?
That album, man. Once I got to the end of it and realized that DLC had made one of the most gangster, figuratively speaking, records I had ever heard and didn't curse.
Yeah.
I sat back as a lyricist like, man.
Cursing, yeah, people didn't have to curse back in the day. I love cursing.
Cursing is a choice.
I mean, I was raised by sailors, yeah. Pirates.
Arr.
We mostly just said yarg.
Yeah.
That was the one thing we couldn't say in my household, yarg. We're trying out a new tour manager. Seems pretty good.
Christian does seem pretty good. He does seem pretty good.
Yeah, we're gonna have to make him suffer. You know, see how he handles under peak Run the Jewels stress.
He wears white socks though. So
you're wearing white socks right now.
Well, I'm wearing white socks right now because I have on the red sixes with the white bottom, and I actually worked out this morning. I did 40 minutes on the treadmill.
Agree to disagree. I think you're wearing white socks because they look dope.
Yeah, they do look dope with these particular sneakers. But as a rule, wearing white socks is for suckers, lanes, and all white men who wear black shoes.
Right. And you.
Well, today. Yo, let me tell you, if you want to know if your girlfriend likes you, have her go to Walmart and have her get you some socks. If she comes back with a bully pack of white and black socks that feel the same on both sides, basically like you're walking on a towel inside out, she has no care or concern for you. Mm-hmm. If she comes back with a pair of Rollins or starter socks with the extra padding or toe stitching, you should at least be her boyfriend for a year, if not marry her.
Potentially marry her. My girl bought me just straight up Paul Smith socks. They're like $50 a pair.
Why haven't you married her yet? Like, she obviously loves you to buy you those socks.
Well, you know, I'm sure I believe in the institution.
That's true. Respect.
You know?
The institution of socks?
The institution of socks.
Oh, Paul Smith socks.
I'm not, you know? Why marry when I'm already getting the socks?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Well, so much for that. You're going to be hearing. We're gonna break, let you hear some music. Then we'll come back and we'll tell you what music you heard. And then we'll talk some more. You're listening to Killer Mike. You are.
Don't point at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're listening to Killer Mike. DJ Trackstar.
I say it again.
$50 sock man.
Cheer.
On WRTJ.
Let's get him. You can take a boy out the hood, but the hood lives strong, so the raps don't stick, how the bank roll on. Arm steady, gotta stay ready, trying to keep it all true, but some confetti. So anybody recognize, I'm in the neighborhood, so check the alibis, no matter where you're going to. I'ma take it back, get rid of that, keep it intact.
Let me fight this move, I spend some true game to you. That's if you try to stay fly, you know you got the show.
Alright, I gotta punch it and cross two lanes in the course of one short San Francisco city block. Job for sport mode. Gotta fucking punch it here. Here we go. One. Two. Sport mode, disengage.
I keep it intact just like I should. Nobody do it better when it comes to the West. Ain't stick to the letter, all for the cheddar. Any hood I go with the pass intact, rules better move slow. Let the rhythm hit them. If the words don't knock, then the beat gon' get them. Anybody wanna come as long as the street give a damn where you from. Hood pass intact, but if you're looking funny, some bound to react. Chill.
Have you ever seen a hippopotamus? It's a hurricane filled with hippopotamus.
They're beautiful. They're breathtaking. You just don't want to be caught in the eye of the hippopotamus.
No, he has definitely educated me on Africanism. Mm-hmm.
Just a little something like that.
At the table ripping bread with my day one. Ain't changed, look, I got the same number. Just a little bit of money in the bank, huh? The hunger's stronger than ever. I can taste bread on my taste buds. I'm a back in the 8 months. Glowed up like a rave in the forest. In all white, eating orange. It's a beautiful life. 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 Top Air Force One on campus. Took those off at the stage wearing sandals. 4X white t-shirt, that's standard. And one shorts, 9'6" on the camera. Baby got me stiffer than LA looks. So I hit it with that New York. Number 3 chart stars on the jersey. Now been doing this 30. The hair on my face was I'm a dominant man with no regards. Catch a boy in Queens Boulevard. Stuck in a seat or something classic. Sitting on the floor like a gypsy in a basket. Damn, I'm a bastard. It's a beautiful life.
In the valley shack, hit up trucks, throw a double on my county swag. Cadillac dream, transactions in between. The man in the stream, every throw worth the penny back. Boarding off that, yo, thanks for the alley act. Quality play cut, all black, like an alley cat. Middle fingers up, you boys fucked up. The dismiss, I was shot, but time suck. Make the black boys go crazy, take a whiff. Ain't worry about the end of life, we tryna change shift. My reality, life from my angle ain't actually all you perceive. These eyes can deceive, holding back.
back, but I'm not holding out. So I doubt what you need to trap, no check bound. Throw this stuff at the back of the couch. Need to have a blackout on any rat in the house. Smash his mouth, she's in the cat tap bow. Asses out, doesn't she pass us out? No doubt, we getting cash now. Used to be class cow. Don't worry about me from feeling like a cash cow. And it's a beautiful life. Yeah, it's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life.
당신의 앞길까지 방송을 사랑해요.
Space. bass music.
Ended for the Temptations. He knew it was going to be a hit, and he wanted to record it ASAP, but he could not locate the Temptations, like, could not get a hold of them. They had left the studio earlier to go to some other event, so he bumps into the Contours, hands them the song, and they recorded that day. And we think the internet has upped the speed of things. Wow. Well, big hit for them in 1962, and because of its inclusion in the film Dirty Dancing, and a big hit again 26 years later. At number 24 from the Contours, Do You Love Me?
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance.
Playing a song from 2000 on the 90s station. God damn it. And it's this fucking song.
Someday, when my life has passed me,
says right on my screen. 00.
And wonder why you were always there for me. One way.
Justify, you're golden, die. But where is the bad? Yeah, you're chosen white.
cones that force in traffic. Wow. That block crosses. Man. Over those that work forces. For the sake that work crosses.
Tom Petty fans still looking for the release date on the Wildflowers album, the 1992
Alan Hunter's
album,
on two stations at the same time. How is that possible?
Sponsors of our pickup, man. Our championship buckle and the Bronc Riding courtesy of Sitch Jeans and Shirts. The Bronc Riding jacket courtesy of Blue Mountain Design. If you don't have a program, you better get one. A few minutes from now, we're going to have a drawing, give away a jacket, give away $50. Numbers on your program determine the winner. Cody Allred, Emmett, Idaho. Next up. I don't know what was going on the day they gave this horse a name, but they called Buckenhorse Goose's Fine Wine. Y'all take a look to the Best Western Sunridge Inn, to Payne West, to the Beef Northwest, to Joe Scott's Auto Body. That's the Bucky ship. Let's ride the wrong kicker. Wow.
Wow.
Take a look at the replay on this deal. This horse completely yanks his right boot off. Look at the kick. Look at the jump. Lose your stirrup, land on your head. And that horse kicked harder after he hit the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, the big band in the 5-5. That's the Hustle and the Riley families. Of three generations, give him a hand. That's an awesome bucket horse right there. Wow. All right, better the kick, better the buck, more points are going to be. Is there anybody here tonight for the very first time? Is there anybody here who's never been to the Baker City Bronc Riding before?
I've never been to the Baker City Bronc Riding before.
They're rad. They're cool. In a retreat. They're going to have a good time.
Yep. This looks a lot like me trying to get my wife out of Walmart on sale day right here.
Yeah, don't I know it.
I refuse to go home.
I have never seen somebody push a horse like that before.
He's going to push him right out.
He is going to push him right out the gate. Well, maybe not.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, ladies, over on that side, that is really Brent Reeder's mustache.
He's had that for 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah, he had that when he was in the fourth grade. I turn this up. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands together. Get them up in the air. Sway back and forth with this song. Come on, let's try that a little bit, huh? Let's go Hang On Sloopy.
Come on, yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, play Hang On Sloopy at the rodeo.
Hey, oh, Muncie. She's into the barrel.
Oh, I see that,
Get the Frisbees out, baby.
Yeah, she's playing.
We got a delay. Come on. Do something.
Okay,
shit.
I gotta get out of the way. I'm gonna run over.
All right, let's do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet a California hotshot, Dustin Moody. Been to the Intercollegiate Finals, been to the California Circuit Finals. Take a look to the bucking shoe from the folks at Payne West. Tonight, we say thank you to Ken and Shirley McFerrin, our Hard Luck Award-winning donators, Jeff and Kaylon and Eddie Nelson. Kick, kick, kick! Ow! They call that horse King Mountain. Right now, that horse is the king of the mountain. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the way anybody wants to walk out of this arena. The good Lord bless us all with a whole lot of God-given healing power. How about you run some of it from your heart down to your hands and slam them together and give them a hand? Would you do that?
What?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, Dustin, sorry. By the way, there's a dance later on tonight, Baker High School. Future business leaders hosting a dance at the YMCA gym for anybody between the ages of 14 and 18.
I'm going.
Right after the bronc riding tonight, right after the bull riding tomorrow night, $5 cover charge. See you all there.
Wait.
Landon Meekum from Tropic, Utah. Baker Garage.
Here we go, Utah.
This is your guy, Muncie.
This is it. This kid tries.
They call this horse D-Rail.
Ooh, yeah. I remember him in the draw.
Uh-huh.
All right, Landon.
What's
come
right?
On. Come on.
Hot shot out of Utah. Spurs winner.
Lift. Yeah.
There was a small problem over there in that corner.
What's that?
He wasn't sure if that horse was going left, right, or straight.
He made his blinkers on, yeah.
I forgot to explain one of the most important rules of bronc riding, Muncie.
What's that?
You know that? Watch the replay. Watch the cinch replay right here. This man's going to get over here in this corner. Going to get right there in front of that man. Now, ladies, if at any point tonight there's a saddle bronc rider gets over into that spot and we toss him over the fence and he lands in your lap, girls, you got 8 seconds to check out the way he fits his cinch jeans. If you like him, you can keep him, okay?
Yeah!
It's my story, I'm sticking to it. 63 points for Landon Meekum, 63. Gotta get him in the 80s. Gotta get him in the 80s.
Get him up.
Mutz, how many bronc riders live in your state?
A lot, more than I can count.
Yeah. What?
Yes, way more. There's way too many of them here tonight.
Yeah, they got one of them Mormon buses and drove all the way out here. Big thing out here.
Really?
One of them BMW, you know, big Mormon wagon.
Black wind, Utah! Look at this round horse!
Lift down that rain, Utah, come on!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Broken Cinch Bucket Horse.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a broken fence.
Yeah, it's a broken cinch with a broken fence and a broken sign. I hate it when we name them and they live up to their names. Y'all like that kid from Utah? If you did, give him a hand. Tell him about it.
Can we get these guys a functional microphone?
Judges mark the horse. Judges
something
mark the ride.
Just,
survey
can you
says
just...
73 on the scoreboard for the Utah Buckaroo. 73 for the Utah man. All right, better to kick, more points are going to be, Randy Buns.
All right, we're getting more in here. Here we go.
Let's talk about vision wealth management. Munsey, that's where you need to go with your millions to turn them into bigger millions.
All right, that'll work.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Hadley, Oregon, Kyle Dennis.
Okay, what's his nightmare? This one here's been a den.
On the count of three, everybody say go, Kyle. One, two, three.
Oh, skunk. Yeah.
Watch this paint horse. Randy Munz is absolutely in love with this horse.
Yeah.
They call her the barfly.
You bet. We name her the dick and dick. Come on.
You got a pink kicker.
Yeah. Woohoo. Look at the kicker.
And oh, man. Watch the replay from Cinch Jeans and Shirts and the Gentry Motors scoreboard. That paint horse is going to get him set up and then jump right out from under him. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not going to like watching this trip. That big felt him leaning right, went left. Randy Munz, I like that horse too. Kyle Dennis, sorry, buddy. Y'all give that Oregonian a little Eastern Oregon hospitality. Would you do that?
All right.
Hell yeah, all right.
Didn't that bear come off the truck? Yes, this one's going well.
Yep, yeah, you like your paints. Woo-hoo. Normally your paint's got bigger ears. That's the difference.
The only difference.
Yeah.
It's a work.
Okay. Did you know we're going to have an auction tonight?
Yeah. Here, we're going to buck about 37 of these guys, and we're going to sell something really fancy.
Yep. Yep.
Really nice.
The poster that y'all saw in town, the artwork that goes into that poster, we're selling it tonight in the arena. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying Oregon again. Cash Casey from the little town of Fields, Oregon. Horse called Holly Bar. Let me tell you about the big band of the Flying Five and where these bucking horses come from. Take a look to the...
Okay.
No, we're not going to tell me where to go. I may...
From the best sex ever to the best sex ever regarding my endeavors. My Wednesday couldn't have started any better. All I'm missing is toast, grits, and eggs with the cheddar. As I peel back curtains to...
Watch your bragging, same niggas. You called your homie cause you fucked up, now you dead lonely. Bro, you fucked up, now you dead lonely. 7 in the morning, streets is yawning. My niggas is back on the corners, my niggas is back with them choppers to show you they jam. When the clip is reloaded, they blam. North nigga from the mud, up to no good. Sold me and Riggs, but I keep that 38 snug tough. Ready for war, fuck nigga talking shit, let's go to war. I ain't in the poppin' shit, fuck nigga, this is the North. Mafia, motherfuckin' 36 straight hitters out for this door. My shot is on low, we even the score, it's real as it gets. Don't get exposed, don't get exposed. Pardon me, pardon me. Hardest in your hood, you ain't shit to me. Pardon me, pardon me.
Very polite.
I don't give a fuck who you supposed to be.
Oh.
Pardon me, pardon me. Niggas run their mouth, end up 20 feet. Pardon me, pardon me. How you talking about that? Fuck, nigga, what is this?
I don't get mad, nah, I just get paid, yeah. Smelling like a pound.
There's a fire up here, or there was. It's very smoky, smells of smoke. Extremely smoky. There's smoke. There's a, still a fire a-going or what, but very smoky out here. Not really seeing where it's coming from. Any like plumes of smoke going up into the fucking air, so I'm not really sure where this fire is or was or town seems a little hazy, so this might just come from even north of town, even. As I look over the town, the safety of this overpass. If I should get off the road here or not. I'm gonna. Well, I will never know about the fire, I suppose. That's okay. I made it off the road, and that's all that matters. Slide if I had just been a little more aggressive.
But oh well.
Radio.
Everything on your leave unless they love.
alarm, bro. The key might lead to a key to where the alarm go. Visionary riches turn to missionaries just before from sitting still.
Well, it doesn't really smell smoky here, so maybe I just drove through it. Maybe it's just blowing through town. The ongoing mystery of that smoke.
I go to sleep and see Kilo, dressed as opportunity, hand over the peephole, collecting my gratuity, married to the reload, as long as we repeating, we'll never be with the repos, call it high B, but we'll never be with the B-lows, we looking underneath, then we looking up on the seats.
Alright. I made it. I'm done driving. Have a good week.